Welcome back to episode 14 on Shloshim Yoyim Kodem HaChag. Today we're going to discuss Mechiras Chametz, selling your chametz. So, a Yisrael that has chametz, he must burn his chametz. Even if he nullified his chametz, even if he relinquished his ownership, he was mavatel, he was mafkir, if he does not burn it, it is usur to benefit from the chametz after Pesach. However, if he sold it to a non-Jew, he does not have to burn it. And it's mutter to benefit from the chametz after Pesach, since over Pesach, the chametz was in the possession of a non-Jew. Therefore, there are people that sell their chametz to a non-Jew before Pesach, and then they buy it back after Pesach. And this helps that they don't have to burn their chametz. And the Pesachim discuss, even someone who was mevatel, even somebody who did a bedika, even somebody who burnt all their chametz, should also do a mechiras chametz, because there are kalim that people do not properly clean, and most certainly don't do any type of hagalah on them, kashering. Therefore, there's always a concern that maybe there's a little bit of chametz left over. There's another reason, because really you have to do a bedika on everything yourself and maybe not rely on the fact that things were clean before Pesach. So therefore, through the mechira, we can remove the requirement of the bedika that you may have had to have done. Somebody's going away for Pesach, the whole Pesach, and they're not able to do a bedika beforehand. There is an etza to sell your whole house to a non-Jew, and therefore you don't have to do a bedika. However, there are Paiskim that say you should leave over one room that you should not sell to the non-Jew in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. And in both of these situations, one should consult with the rabbinic authority. Rooms that he plans on selling that have chametz in them, and he plans on selling them Erev Pesach, on the morning of the 14th of Nisan, which is the time that they sell the chametz, right before the Zman of Isser Chametz. So the Chasam Sofer says you do not have to check them the night before on the night of the 14th. Because since he's selling them to a non-Jew, you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashbitzu, as long as you're being mekayim the mitzvah of bedika in other rooms. However, the Chaya Adam and the Mekar Chayim, they both hold that even these rooms have a chiyav bedika, since during the time of the bedika, your chiyav bedika, which was the night before, they still are in the possession of Yisrael. And although there are shittas, as we mentioned, to rely on, it's better to have these rooms sold the night before. And if you look at many of the mechiras that are done, there's a special mechira, a special sale that Rabbanim do that takes place before the Zman Bedika. The mechira has to be done as a complete and proper mechira with all the dine kinyanim al pi din ha-Torah. And that's why if you watch the way a mechira is done, it's done with all different sorts of kinyanim. And the one who's selling it has to sell it with complete das the way every mechira is done. There should not be any conditions in the mechira, because maybe the non-Jew will not keep to the conditions, and then the mechira will become batal retroactively, and then one could be over on Bal Yira and Bal Yematzeh. However, you're allowed to promise to the non-Jew that you're going to buy back all the chametz from him after Pesach and buy it back with a profit. There are those that say that since this mechira is a real mechira and is done with all the dinim mechira, the mechira helps that you don't even have to do a bittul. However, there are those that say that since at the end of the day, this mechira could be looked at like a harama, could be looked at like being done in a way which is not a proper mechira, you should not rely on it only if you also did a bittul, because then even if on the chance that the mechira is not a mechira, you will only be over in Isser Derabanan. There are those that are machmir not to rely on a mechira on chametz kamer at all, unless there's a hefsim meruba or somebody has a business. The minig is that private people do not sell their chametz on their own, because there are many details to the mechira as mentioned before, and therefore they create a shtar with their rav or with the bezdin who sells the chametz on their behalf.